Knowing the woman in the mirror, are you a mother, wife, partner, have family at home? Today we're going to look at juggling family and work. You know, it is so hard for a woman than a man, and I don't mean that in the wrong way. Please don't take it that way. What I mean is the person who stays home and looks after the children and works at the same time. You may be a single mum or a single dad. You may be in a relationship where both parents work. In that situation, does one partner go to work, come home, do what they want to do? And is everything left to the other partner? This is something that I have noticed a lot over the years. There are so many that one partner, and it's usually the female, will get up, do everything for the kids, get them off to school, race off to work, do everything they need to do for work. Then they've got to come home, pick up the children. Then they've got to go and do shopping, pick up all the errands that they needed to do. And maybe take the kids to appointments or orthodontic or whatever it is they need to do. Then come home, get tea on. Hubby comes home. He goes out to the shed or does what he needs to do, and then have dinner, get everyone ready for bath, bed, and then it starts all over again. I know a lot of women, and this may be a little controversial now, so please don't take it the wrong way. A lot of women will often do it all because they find it easier to do it themselves than to get someone else to do it for them. It's a little sad in some ways because then we become a little controlling and we like to make sure things are done how we want. It's really important to make sure you get both partners involved. Both. Work out who does what. One drops off the kids, the other one pick up the kids. One may take them to appointments, one may do something else. Today, with flexibility in the workplace, it needs to be a balance with work and family. Yes, some work is very stressful, but there is also life outside of work. We tend to spend more time at work than with our family. But I haven't seen a graveyard yet, or a gravestone yet, that says, I wish I had spent more time at work. It's always the opposite. When someone gets sick, the first thing they say is, I wish I had spent more time with my family. How many times do you hear someone that is in the public figure that says they're giving up their work to spend more time with their family? Family is what gets you through. Family is what is there when things go wrong. Family is not always blood, but can be the people that are there for you no matter what. Work is work. Yes, we love our work, but work doesn't keep you warm at night. Work doesn't keep everything all going. Yes, it pays the bill, and I know there is work and life, but there has to be a balance. Not everything should rely on one person. You don't rely on one person at work. There's a team of people. It's the same with family. There's a team of people. If your kids are getting older, make them make their beds. Get them to do the dishes. Get them to load the dishwasher, empty the dishwasher. Give them all jobs. Because it's really important to build that self-esteem in them when they're young. That it is a team that works as a family. It's a team that makes the family grow. It's a team between the parents and the children, letting them know that they are important and they're part of a team. Because if you try and do everything yourself, there are a number of things that will happen. One, you'll very possibly lose your relationship. Two, you'll become burnt out and tired. Three, you'll become resentful. And why do all those happen? Because you want to take control. It really means that you need to pass that control on. Delegate. Give others jobs to do. And if it's not to your satisfaction, that's okay. It's not going to run away. It's not going to, you know, help anything. It just means that maybe the dishes might sit there for a couple of hours longer. But whatever it is, just enjoy your family. Your house doesn't have to be perfect. Yes, I like it neat and tidy. Is it perfect? Not as it used to be. Because there's more important things in life than having a perfect house. You can have a perfect house, but do you have a perfect marriage? Do you have a perfect life? We all go through stuff. But at the end of the day, make sure that you look after the important ones in your life. And that's the ones that are home when you get there after work. I'm Kerry Hortrow. My business is Brain Thinking.